BTS, record-breaking boy band, smashing records on YouTube, exploding K-pop internationally, and facing military service. Today we deep dive into BTS. Now I'll be honest, this is a crash course for me. I'm fairly new to BTS. They're also known as the Bulletproof Boy Scouts, or Beyond the Scene, and they're a Korean boy band formed in Seoul, 2013. They consist of 7 members. I would attempt their names, but I'll get them all wrong. And they were formed by Big Hit Entertainment with a various background in music and dance, their first album being Too Cool for School. That was received with lots of popularity when they first came out in South Korea. It's the boy band that, you know, you expect. Like, we had Take That and Backstreet Boys being manufactured and shoved down our throats in the 90s and early noughties. Not to mention that 1D band thing in the UK. And this was South Korea's alternative to the mega bands. Their music touches on social issues, mental health, self-love, and personal narratives. And their breakthrough album in 2015, The Most Beautiful Moment in Life Part 2. They even won a Music Melon Award in 2015 and expanded to the rest of the world in 2016 with Wings. This is where they've been adopted internationally, hugely in America. The massive success in the United States with Love Yourself, Tia in 2018, and smashed record label sales. They're either the best-selling artists in South Korean history. This manic, massive audience, a massive fan base has propelled them into the mainstream media. This is the first international band that has ever smashed through like this, outside the standard UK-speaking people like the Beatles, the Rolling Stones. Constantly, every time they upload a video, they'll smash the best uploads, they'll smash records, they'll demolish Billboard charts. They have a massive passionate fan base, also known as the ARMY. The major impact here is that they're pushing K-pop and Korean culture and languages worldwide. This, a huge, huge push for the K-pop phenomenon. Plus, it's also opening doors to other things. Like, this is why we now have things like Squid Game and Alice in Borderland and other international-based content being pushed on things like Netflix, people understanding dubbed content, people exploring other cultures. Now, with this rise in popularity comes the pressures that you have with fame, especially with such a manic fan base. You're worried about the mental toll on such young people. And not only that, South Korea has a mandatory military service policy, which means that sooner or later, members of this band will have to step aside and do their term in the military. Now, normally there's some excuses made up, and the band makes billions of dollars for the country. But it has been said that the band members are willing to do their duty and do military service. Does this mean that a fall of BTS is just around the corner? Or, you know, does this just mean that they take a few years off to collect their energy, their prowess, and push forward? I'm sure a manic fan base that hasn't been served properly for a couple of years will really lap up anything else that they come out with. If they all go in together, if they all serve together, they can all serve at the same time. But regardless of whether they come back, regardless if they ever reach the same heights, they made a real impact on the music scene, they've made a real impact on the social media, and they've changed a generation of music lovers forever.